Putin rallies the faithful. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Russian president holding a huge flag-waving rally in Moscow, celebrating the 8th anniversary of the annexation of Crimea, which had been part of Ukraine.
Police say more than 200,000 people attended. Putin praised the Russian troops fighting in Ukraine, but made no mention of the heavier-than-expected casualties. He continued to insist Russia's actions in Ukraine are necessary.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in western Ukraine. Russian ground troops are still bogged down northwest of the capital of Kiev. As airstrikes continue, Ukraine's interior minister says it will take years to defuse the unexploded ordnances after the Russian invasion. The White House says President Biden spoke frankly about the invasion with China's President Xi Jinping on Friday.
President Biden laid out implications and consequences for direct aid to Russia.
President Xi has to decide what he's going to do here.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki would not detail to reporters what consequences would look like, but
President, again, laid out very clearly and directly in the call what the implications and consequences would be if they provided material support.
President Biden, the White House says, also reiterated his opposition to any change of the status quo in Taiwan.
Fox's Jared Halperin, the dean of the House of Representatives, has died.
His office issued a statement late Friday saying Congressman Don Young passed away while traveling home to Alaska to be with the state and people he loved. His wife, Ann, was by his side.
Fox's Jill Nato reports no cause of death has been given yet. Representative Young was hospitalized for COVID-19 in 2020. He was first elected to Congress in 1973. Don Young was 88. Fire crews in West Texas are hoping calmer winds forecast Saturday will help them make progress against a massive complex of wildfires that have killed one person and burned at least 50 homes. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Oil prices rocketing higher Friday. Crude oil now trading at $125 a barrel. To ease some of the pain at the pump, some states are rolling back taxes on gas.
Maryland and Georgia are officially suspending their state gas taxes, hoping to give consumers a break. In Maryland, lawmakers quickly approved a bill to turn off their 36 cents per gallon tax for a month. And Governor Larry Hogan just as quickly signed it into law Friday.
It's almost unheard of for a major piece of legislation to pass in such a short period of time and with such universal bipartisan support.
Georgia drivers also getting a break. Lawmakers passed, and Governor Brian Kemp has signed a measure suspending state gas taxes until the end of May. That's going to save drivers about 29 cents a gallon. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Fire crews in central Texas struggled Friday to contain massive windswept wildfires, Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
But also in part because of the ever-shifting winds. And we need to understand that part of what we're fighting is the fire, and part of what we're fighting is the weather and the winds.
Calmer winds are forecast Saturday. Firefighters hoping that will help them fight the fire that's destroyed dozens of homes. In Florida, charges filed in the death of a woman who fell from a drawbridge.
A Florida bridge tender is now charged with manslaughter 1 month after a 79-year-old woman plummeted to her death. Carol Wright fell more than 50 feet onto the concrete after the Palm Beach drawbridge opened while she was walking across it. Her family's lawyer, Lance Ivey, is speaking out.
She earned the right to live out her golden years in South Florida with her loving family.
Police say drawbridge operator Artisua Paul claimed to have checked the bridge several times before raising it, but investigators say her deleted text messages refute those claims. Polk is also accused of lying to police. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.